Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Setjoint is sponsored by Bradford Whitewater Heaters. How you heat your water matters, so choose Bradford White. To find a plumbing professional there, you go to BradfordWhite.com. Ladies and gentlemen, the legend. The great Setjoint. How you doing, Seth?
All good, gentlemen. All right. Victory Monday. How you guys doing?
Well, I was thinking of you yesterday.
Hello, I'm in a different room.
You're always hiding in the back, Rhea.
Yes.
All right, are you done flirting with everybody here? Can I get going? First thing I want to know is this, Seth. All right? You played in, arguably, the worst conditions an NFL game has ever been played in. Setjoint, who was part, Al, of the Fog Bowl.
Oh, that thing.
Right? Seth. How much do the weather conditions in a non-dome setting, how much do they have a bearing on the psychology of the player? When you go out there and it's rated, it's windy and all that, how does that affect players?
Well, a lot of it depends on, you know, where you're from and if you're used to playing under those conditions. That's the first thing. The second thing is you know, how mentally tough you are and your ability to just focus in on the task at hand at that moment. You know, the Fog Bowl in and of itself wasn't really all that bad. I mean, it was a sunny day. It was a little chilly for Chicago, you know, that late in the year. So, you know, you knew it was cold, a little bit windy. But when the fog rolled in, the temperature dropped even more and you really couldn't see anything. And what the NFL should have did is they should have just – you know, temporarily postpone the game, because by the time the game was over and we showered and left the locker room, it was completely clear.
That is horrible. But here's the thing. You just said, so in those elements, it really tests you in a different way than a game itself does. So I want you to hear what Miles Sanders said, because he was talking about where you played when you were starting in your career had a bearing on how well you could handle the conditions yesterday. Listen to that.
I love it. I love it. I know half the league is people from the South, and I know when it get cold, Southern players don't like to tackle, so I like these type of games.
Is that your experience?
Hey, yeah, listen, I grew up in New York. I was born and raised in New York, so I can play under any condition.
Yeah.
And he's 100% right. I mean, when you look at Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence grew up in Georgia, played at Clemson. I mean, he never faced the kind of weather, the cold, the wet, the constant rain. I mean, that constant rain is enough to drive anybody insane if you don't know how to focus your mind and you've never played in it before. And by the way, I was listening. Elliott Shore Parks is out of his damn mind. We don't need to put no dome up, you know, here. That's our competitive advantage. I used to hate it because when I left here and went to Arizona, we played at Sun Devil Stadium. And the first 5-6 games of the season, it was blazing hot.
Mm.
And you know what the NFL used to do?
What?
The NFL would have us on the road the first 4 weeks of the NFL season because they didn't want teams to have to come in and deal with the heat. Well, guess what? We played and had to practice in it every single day. They weren't giving Green Bay any concessions. You know, we had to take our behinds up there, you know, in December and January when it's like -5. That's their competitive advantage. So why would you ever want to take that competitive advantage away from, you know, the Philadelphia Eagles? Why? So the fans can be more comfortable? Hell no.
If you just tuned in, Seth Joyner has called Elliot Shore Parks a panty waste. Thank you. All right, let's move. I just want to keep people updated on what you're saying. Compare for me the way Lawrence handled those conditions and the way Hurts did. Because Hurts was down 14, and I didn't see him waver. I didn't see him get nervous.
You know, the few times where they, when they were down, they zoomed that camera in on his face. I mean, he's got this stoic look at all times. I mean, they can be up 20, they could be down 20. He's got this stoic look on his face. And I guarantee you, if you took his pulse, there are just players that are just wired like that. If you took his pulse, it probably would be, you know, right around 70 beats per minute. And he's just even keeled. The way he handled that game, listen, we're watching a guy grow into a franchise quarterback right before our eyes. And slowly but surely, as the season progresses, every little test that this quarterback and this team needs to pass is in front of him. The first week they played against a team that tried to blitz him every play. You know, he took off and ran, and everybody's about to lose their stuff just because, you know, he ran the ball 17 times. Well, hell, he had to run. He was running for his life.
Yeah.
He wasn't running just because nobody was open. Then he comes back, you know, in week two, and he stands in the pocket against a team that's just going to play a vanilla-style defense, and he just shredded him for 300 and almost 50-plus yards. Then we throw him in this week in the elements, and he starts off. They spot this team 14 points, and then in classic form comes roaring back in the second quarter. Do you know they've scored 85 points in four games alone in the second quarter?
And only 30. No. By the way, no NFL team has ever scored that much in the first four games, ever in the second quarter. Never.
I'm just hoping that they can take a little bit of what it – because I'm watching the game, Al, and I'm saying to myself, just get them to the second quarter.
Yeah.
Just get him to the second quarter,
and this thing
is over.
All right, then you hand the ball to Miles Sanders. Now, I want you to hear this. This is a little montage of some of the great plays. I want you to analyze for you what you saw from that man. 27 carries, not a bobble in those horrible conditions. Here's a little composition of all his great moments.
Sanders to the left of Jalen Hurts. Hurts calling for the football. He's back. He gives it off to Sanders. He goes straight up the middle, and he takes it to the 30-yard line for a 9-yard gain. He's got Sanders. Sanders across the 30, turns the corner up to the 35, 40, and run out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Miles Sanders showed his speed that time. He hands the football off, and breaking away is Sanders. 30, 35, 40, 45, midfield into Jaguars territory at the 48-yard line. And that is a 36-yard burst by Miles Sanders. Gives it off to Sanders to the 5. In for the touchdown goes Miles Sanders, 10 yards out.
You gotta let the big dogs eat.
Gives it off to Sanders, up the middle he goes. Down to the 40, down to the 37. Miles Sanders running with the football. Sanders, 8 carries for 38 yards. This time it goes to Sanders again, and he backs his way forward for about 6 yards. Miles is having a day. Sanders, who pushes and shoves and rolls and takes something and makes something out of nothing. He's got 96 yards on 16 carries. Hurts this time, gives it off again, and running with it and scoring! Miles Sanders, his second touchdown of the game.
What a big day for Miles Sanders. A career-high 27 carries for 134 yards. He had 2 rushing touchdowns on the day.
What do you think of that, Seth? I mean, you saw him. What did you think of his performance yesterday?
I thought it was outstanding. I thought that the coaching staff finally gave him enough carries to warm him up to a place where, you know, we could see, you know, his abilities. Now, I get it. I understand what I understand why they do what they do. And I don't know. I think there's an analytics within the Eagles organization that says when your running backs get 16 or more carries in a game, that the probabilities of injury go up exponentially.
Oh, really?
But I think that now I'm just speculating because, you know, ever since Miles has been here, I think there's only been one other game where he's had over 18 carries in a game.
Wow.
The rest of them have been below 18 or less. But yesterday was one of those games where, you know, I talked about it in pregame. I said the Eagles are going to have to run the football to win this game, because the conditions are going to dictate that Jalen's not going to be able to throw the ball 30, 35, 40 times in this game. They're going to have to run it. And Miles has to be the guy once you find out that Boston Scott is down, because yesterday was really a day for a guy like Boston Scott, built low to the ground.
You're right. You're right.
Small. You can't see him, you know, behind that line. But Miles proved that, you know, if you give him the workload, that he could get the job done. Now, he's got to stay healthy. And I guarantee you, he got an ice tub last night. They may even give him an extra day off this week, you know, when you give your running back that type of run workload. But I just think that he's a number one running back. And if guys get themselves in condition to play a whole game, that there's no reason why he can't carry the ball at least 25 times a game.
Tremendous analysis. Let's go to Joe. Oh, Joe was in the box with Rhea yesterday. Hi, Joe. Joe, are you there?
I am, my man.
Joe, hold get on. To the phone. What the hell are you doing?
He's a union
you're in the
carpenter.
Box.
He's probably on the job.
There's no carpentry on our show. Joe, what are you doing?
Angela, I've been on my knees. That's what I do for
all
a
right.
living.
Joe, let me just ask you something. Were yes, you sir. Thrilled that
That's
you
wrong.
Were in a luxury box yesterday and not
that.
Out in the stands?
Yeah, I was thrilled. Because I wouldn't have lasted past the first quarter if I was sitting in the seats.
Exactly. Did you boo at the end of the first quarter when the Birds went down 14?
Probably minimal. It was probably after a sip of beer while right. I was high and dry.
But Seth just said, look out for the Birds in the second quarter. How would they do it at 85 points in four games? What's that about?
I don't know. You tell me. You're on the radio.
All right, Rhea, you
I
said told, you like this guy
because yeah, no,
so
great.
Far
no,
I don't care for him.
Because here's Joe announced. I told you when the Eagles got down 14-0, yeah. Joe said the Super Bowl train is off.
Yeah,
and then the 20 points got scored, and Joe looked at me and goes, "Rhea, it's back on."
All right, so you're feeling good about your team again. Is that right, Joe?
Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, how did you jump off the bandwagon that quick, man?
Oh, we all did, Seth. It wasn't just Joe.
No, I know, because, you know, I'm all over Twitter, you know, while the game is going on.
Yeah.
And for me, it was one of those situations where I said, for the first time this year, the Eagles are about to face some adversity.
Yeah.
Let's see how they deal with it. But I'm scrolling through Twitter, and I'm seeing people there just like, you know, I mean, they're breaking legs jumping off this bandwagon.
Yes.
And we're still in the first quarter.
All right, but here's what I want to know. The great run by Hurts that got him in for the first score, right? Mm-hmm. On a fourth down gamble. If he doesn't make it, if he doesn't get that second effort to just get over before he gets rid of the ball, do they win the game?
It was a crucial play, and I think the fact that they decided not to take the three.
Yeah.
You know, because I would have taken the three there.
Me too.
I think this analytics thing's gone way too far. You got a chance to get points, and you still got three more quarters to play. You take the points, believe that your defense is going to figure out a way, and you saw down the road how they begin to dominate the game, and your offense will come along. But, you know, I guess, you know, Nick felt, you know, compelled to go for it there. He went for it. And it worked out. I don't think that if they – listen, the Eagles are a better football team than they were. You know, the elements played a role, but I think if the Eagles played them 10 times, they win 8.5 times out of 10.
That's I'll take it. Joe, did you have a good day?
I had a great day. Can I just say something about everybody at NovaCare, though? I mean,
please do.
From top to bottom, as soon as we walked in, we were greeted. It was my buddy Jeff and I. My wife had something to do, but we were great. I forget. I apologize. I forget her name when
Tashay.
We walked in. But like,
Tashay.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. And then we saw Rhea was like taking our plates and going to go throw them out. But everybody from top to bottom, Ray Panaccia, I asked him if he was related to Tim, and he said, no, that's Panaccio.
Yeah, it's slightly different, but they're both quality humans.
And Ray had a secret private stock drink. It was called the Vitamin V.
Oh, really?
That he offered us, yeah.
All right. Well, that explains why it took you a minute to get to the phone today.
No.
Joe, love you. Got to move on. I got a lot to do. I do have lines open. This hasn't happened, Al, after wins over the last 4 weeks. I got Diana, Will, Mike, Izzy, and you. You will get on, and when we come back, Seth Joyner's going to talk some defense with us.
Hmm.
What did he say? What changed after the first quarter? Seth will break that down for you when we return.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.